stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
President George Bush was sworn in as president in January, but in the early days of our country, presidents took office in April. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the inauguration of our first and greatest president, George Washington. While all men, as our great Declaration of Independence clearly proclaims, are created equal, all presidents certainly are not. Some were not worthy of the office, and some are simply not memorable. But George Washington is the president we continue to admire because of his leadership, his character, and the fact that he was America's indispensable man. Without Washington, our war for independence might not have been won. It is likely it would never have been fought. It is fitting that Washington's life and accomplishments are the subject of more honors and memorializations than any other American. The nation's capital carries his name. The city's tallest structure is his official monument. He is the only American for whom one of the 50 states is named. Streets, cities, counties, and schools are named after him. His face is on our $1 bill. For much of our history, his portrait hung in every public school classroom. He led the convention that wrote our United States Constitution. George Washington's contemporaries would have made him king, but he bade farewell to his troops, resigned his military commission, and returned to Mount Vernon to become an ordinary citizen. The nation called him back to service. After two terms as president, he relinquished the power of the presidency, thereby confirming that our country will always have a peaceful succession from one head of state to another. Washington set the standard by which his successors are measured. Congressman Roscoe Bartlett has proposed a bill to require federal agencies to refer to the third Monday in February as Washington's birthday. Tell your member of Congress to co-sponsor Mr. Bartlett's bill so that George Washington will be properly respected when next year's calendars are printed.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Especially if you have children at home, I encourage you to get our special report on George Washington. Looking at his life can help restore our respect for the office of the president. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for free information on George Washington. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I can't believe it.
It really is amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
It's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fights.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who asks, why is it that least experienced fishermen always catch the biggest fish? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. The other day, I read you some quotes from a little article that was sent to me by the Cole County Assessor's Office. And I happen to, my house is in Cole County, and I'm going to rehash a little bit of that, because after I read this, after the show, I got a call from a very interesting fellow, and we're going to be visiting with him. But let me tell you what's happening, and I guess it's happening not only in Cole County, Missouri, but it's happening around not only Missouri, but probably in every state in the nation. Here's what my assessor sent. On January the 1st, 2005, the Cole County Assessor's Office implemented a new digital assessment map of the entire county. The project stated that the project started with new high-quality color aerial photography flown at closer scales than had been used in the past. The conversion process to the new maps made it necessary to change some parcel numbers due to changes in the map scale. There are no longer 400-scale maps. There are now 1 and 200-scale maps. The ability to digitally calculate... Now, this is the point we want to make here. The ability to digitally calculate acreage to a higher and more accurate degree than was possible on the old maps may have affected total number of acres you are assessed. Now, remember that right there, because your deed should tell you how many acres that you are assessed. Your deed is recorded at the county courthouse. And that's where the assessor should get your number of acres. Keep that in mind. We are able to, and here's what they're saying, we are able to more accurately calculate and assign agricultural use values as mandated by the law. This conversion has rendered the old soil maps obsolete, having been based on 1920 soil surveys. Now, just with that in mind, I gained... In Cole County, myself, on one piece of property, I gained 4.3 acres. On another piece of property, I gained 3.71 acres. So I was thinking about that. Darn if I gained, somebody else should have lost, right? So I talked to my son. He said, I gained a couple of acres. Now, that got me on the telephone because I thought, you know, if everybody gains 3 or 4 acres, when this all gets added up, this county is going to have another section or two of land in it that it didn't have before this map. But I called my neighbors last night and found out that one of them gained acres on one property and lost acres on the other. Then another neighbor said he lost about 10 acres. After I got off of the air the other day, Will gave me a call. And I'm just going to say he's Will. He lives in Missouri. That's good enough. But he is a licensed land surveyor. And
We discussed this in detail, and I said, Will, we're wasting a tremendously good program here. Because he was telling me a lot of things that I didn't know. And I said, would you do a program? And he said, be glad to. And he told me that he's been studying up. And he knows more about this now than anybody in the United States. No, that takes in too much territory. But he's well-versed on this subject. And Will from Missouri High is glad to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thank you, Derry. And thanks for inviting me in to join your audience this morning.
You are a surveyor, right?
Well, no, I'm not a licensed land surveyor.
And I thought you were.
We can go into that. It actually has worked to my advantage to not take a license in either engineering or land surveying because I was always able to work right with those people without ever threatening their clientele. And that's important because I was able to rise to far higher levels than a junior engineer or a junior surveyor could in big companies.
Okay. Well, what is a rectangular survey?
Well, the way that the United States was originally laid out, first of all, there were the colonies, the colonial areas. And there was a different rule there for surveying. But when we went into the public domain, there was a system of rectangular surveying, a grid, that was extended westwardly. And one of the most important things to understand about this country was when we came from Europe and England, we had previously never had a chance to own land. And so this was one of the first times that it was possible for somebody to own their own land. And if you owned land, you were considered a citizen, you could vote, and you really started to move along. So it was a great incentive for people that had never had the opportunity to move west, no matter what the adversity. And that included people that had interest in either having a farm or maybe just getting away or looking for their wealth. But most people were interested in making some money for the first time in their life. And so that process went across. Now, in those days, there were precious few surveyors, and there were far fewer survey instruments. And so there was some real crude surveying done. A lot of it was wagon wheel surveying where you get a buckboard, you throw some stones in the back, and you get a helper, and you tie a rag on the wheel of the tire of the wagon, and you count the revolutions, and every mile you throw out a rock. And that happened.
And that works.
It works, and it works well, because that wheel stays right on the ground, Derry. And if you know the diameter of that wheel, you can calculate it. And
you know, we used to measure terraces like that.
You got it. It works. And it's crude, and it's rude. But that's where we really come into understanding what we're talking about when the assessor's office starts telling you about new acreage. Because those monuments, even though they were crude, and they were established by appointed surveyors that were just, it's patronage, you know, the fellow may not have had any clue whatsoever, but he was given a general idea. He went out there and he laid out this rectangular grid system, and really, Derry, it's like trying to drive a square mile onto a round earth. It just doesn't work. So there's lots of slop in the system, and every township is 36 square miles, and it all breaks down to 1 square mile, and that's a section.
And that should be 640 acres.
640 acres, more or less. And those words I have used so many times in the surveying business that you just have to remember them. It's more or less.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to StopTheFTAA.org. then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
And we have returned. I have with me today Will from Missouri, and we're talking about these digital assessment maps. And Will, do you think this is something that they're just doing in our neck of the woods, or is it this? It never happens that way. This has got to be a national plan.
Well, Derry, I think that originally something like this might have happened in a spot here and a spot there, but from what I've seen, it is now not only just nationwide, but a lot of the software that's being produced and a lot of the equipment that's being propagated across the nation, it's kind of a digital hegemony, institution in a box. I believe that this stuff is nationwide, and it's under mandate, and it's very likely even controlled by the UN or somebody else. But when we're taking a look at this monument issue, which is really the key of the whole battle that we're looking at, sometimes these monuments exist, sometimes they don't. But wherever you're...
Now, when you're talking about a monument, this is a stake or a rock or something that has been surveyed, survey marker.
That is exactly right. And back in the 1800s, in early 1800s, these were just stones dumped out of a wagon, or there were stones carried in, or there was a stone found. And the surveyor would just find a big stone, tip it up, stick it down in the ground good and solid, and chisel an X in the top of it and call it the point. And those points, I tell you, sometimes they're so far off from the location, it'd defy logic. But again, these were men that were doing the best they could, looking over their shoulders for Indians or whatever, and soaking wet out in the middle. These are hardy folks. Surveyors have always been that way. But this process, wherever those monuments have been written down on early maps, every effort must be taken to find that monument, and you need to either prove that it's lost or prove that it was obliterated, or you hold it. And that's where I believe that the digital concept that's coming in from the assessor's office, which is totally the wrong place. The assessor does never establish boundary. You've got a whole process. As you mentioned, it starts with your legal description. You don't own the land. You own that piece of paper. You defend the land as best you can, but you hold to that piece of paper because that's what you bought. And so if on the bottom of there, generally out here in the hinterlands, it's all meets and bounds descriptions, beginning at here and then so many feet done a bearing and so many feet over and then so on and so forth, and you track it all around. And then down at the bottom, the surveyor says, being 45 acres or 340 or 5,000 acres, more or less. And it's that more or less that needs to be proven. And just to give you an idea, if you had a blow or an error on a 640-acre parcel, and that error in the property line was 5 foot wide. That's a pretty sizable error. But if you had a 5 foot error there, which is wide enough to take horses down, you would only gain or lose about 6/10 of an acre. So if their assessors...
Would depend upon how far you went, wouldn't it?
Well, if you've got 5,280 lineal feet, 5 foot wide, that's 26,400 square feet, and that's 6/10 of an acre.
Okay. Hey, Will, let's take another break.
We'll be right back.
Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome, but we're going to wait a little while because I find this extremely interesting, particularly for anybody that's going to get one of these new assessment sheets. And I would say they're coming to everybody that owns any property at all. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere, so make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Going into the commercial break, you were talking about this 5 foot by a mile long, 6/10 of an acre. You know, we used to argue with the ASCS office back years ago when the last crop I grew was in 1965. So it's been a while since I've been in a government office. But we used to argue with them because they would take that aerial photo and then they would draw a pencil mark around your field. Well, at that height, the pencil mark's going to add up to a lot of feet.
Well, it will, Derry. And the digital advancements that have been made, we didn't consider them to be our enemy. But when they're misused, or if they're used by people who are not trained, which is typically the case today, you don't get to be a land surveyor by going to college. It takes a lot of time. It's usually a father-to-son business. And you don't get to be a draftsman just because you thought it would be a nice thing to do, and so you set out to do it on Tuesday afternoon. I spent many, 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 many years getting to be really good producing engineering graphics, plan sets and land surveys and plats. And when we first started into the computers business back in the 70s, we could see how these things would be able to be used. If you were to, we started out originally, people like myself, writing up programs, trying to figure out how we could get these Radio Shack TRS-80s to do some work for us in the survey office or the engineering office. And this was before there was very much out there in support graphics for engineers. But that has changed, and it has changed dramatically. But if you're just, for instance, to take the old GIS system, the Geographic Information System, that was started back in the 70s that I recall, and it's a combination between photogrammetry, which is the aerial photographs, and on-the-ground surveying. So the surveyors would go out and they'd locate the monuments, they'd locate, paint up or stripe up or use plastic cloth or paper cloth, and we'd lay out markers on all the sewers and all the water meters and so on and so forth, and then they'd fly over it, and then we'd sit there and we'd create a map. Well, that has progressed, and it progressed as the computers came in. And with AutoCAD, you could start out and you would put your survey map on a layer, and maybe you would make that blue, and then you would take another layer and you would put in all of your water, and then you would put in your sewer, and then you'd put in your roads, and so on and so forth. And today, you can imagine with icons, if you've ever used Windows or whatever, you click on something, everybody tells you to click on it. Well, if you could go in, zoom in on a property, and put in an icon, if you clicked on that icon, you could actually bring up medical records, you could bring up whether the dogs had rabies vaccines, you could tie it to anything in the entire system. So that GIS has advanced, and it's made tremendous advances. And then there's the GPS, or the Global Positioning Station. And that assigns three-dimensional, tying into satellites, three-dimensional coordinates, northings, eastings, and elevations, on any specific part of the Earth based upon available information. But you have to underline it. That's based on available information. Now, you can imagine, if you remember, back in Afghanistan, I believe we bombed a wedding party in the wrong yard. And every time you turn around, we hear about a SWAT team crashing the wrong house. So it gives you an idea that although GPS is coming along, it's not exactly ready for prime time. And when the assessor's office leans as heavily as they are, they're outstepping their boundary. There's a team, a property team, that every county has. It starts with the county surveyor. The county surveyor is responsible for finding those monuments and protecting and preserving those monuments and doing whatever survey work the county needs. Then there's the county recorder's office. They handle all the deeds, all the easements, the restrictions, the grants, the plats, the recorded surveys. Then there's the assessor's office. They have to look at the valuations of the land, and there's many things involved in that process. We can get back to that. And then there's the tax collector, and then there's a title insurance company. All these people have to work together. And if you have an assessor that is inexperienced or newly elected or has been handed a box and said, here's your tax collection software, run this, and they don't have the background of engineering and surveying and real estate and construction, then they have risen to that Peter Principle level where their incompetence is defeating them.
All right. Now, this is happening. So where do we go from here? You're saying that maybe these figures that I have on my property or anyone else's may not be correct, right?
That's right, Derry. It's very likely they are not, because, again, they're looking at something that they are seeing from an aerial photograph, but they're not tying into monuments.
That's what I was going to ask. How do they know that those fences are in the right place at the right time?
Well, let me just clarify that for anybody that's listening. There's a great number of the square miles of the United States that have yet to be surveyed.
Well, do they look at fence lines?
Well, a lot of times, back in the colonies, you could survey a colonial lot by getting two blind men and handing them a bunch of stakes, and you'd put them inside your hedgerows and fences, and they'd just feel their way around, and whatever you had enclosed, you could stake out. But that's not the way it works on the western lands, the public domain. That's all based on this rectangular survey system, and it takes a precious... It's a combination between being Sherlock Holmes and Pythagoras. You have got to do the research, and you have got to keep meticulous records, and that's the Sherlock. And then you have to be a consummate mathematician and an excellent surveyor.
Let's again, and we're going to take a break here in just a few seconds, but explain. I want to explain to our listeners what you're talking about when you try to get a square section on a round Earth. It's like trying to draw a checkerboard on a baseball. It's just not going to happen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us. Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property right while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Friends, this is the final week to get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Hurry. This is the last call for a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800. On the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. Amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Time is running out. Call now. That's 1-800-894-9408.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now a man who says a lottery is a tax on people who are bad at math, Derry Brownfield.
And we're visiting with Will from Missouri. We're talking about the digital assessment maps that you're going to be seeing a lot more of if you're a landowner. And by the way, when we say landowner, you know, I tend to think of people that own larger acreages of property, but this is going to affect people in subdivisions, would it not, Will?
Well, you bet it will, Derry, because everyone has an assessment value. We only have the opportunity to pay taxes and to make improvements. We don't own really anything. So every single property is going to fall under this category. And we'll talk about how values on residential property come in. But in regards to your question about the larger tracts of land, if you think of a township as being 36 square miles, and it's 6 miles on a side, because we live in a round world and we're using a square system, all of the slop in this system was designed to be thrown into the northern tier of sections and the eastern tier of sections. So if you happen to have a deed and you're living, your ranch is, or your farm is in section 6 of such and such of a township, you occupy the northwest quarter. And now the northwest quarter is going to be the absolute worst quarter to have property in. You'll find that all of the land surveys, the section subdivisional land surveys done in the northwest quarter are the most expensive that you're going to ever get, because all of the slop falls there. It is certainly not likely to be a square mile. And so as it moves across the northern tier, you're going to be matching up the north line of a township with the south line of the adjoiner. And on the other side, you're going to be matching up the west line of a township with the east line of an adjoiner. And that's where all of the real controversies can occur. Then inside every one of those sections, other things can happen, but it basically follows the same logic, where the northern parcels and the most western parcels are going to be the most affected. But let's bring this thing home. The government's responsibility is to collect all the tax revenue that it can, and we hire them to do that. We elect them to do it, and we want them to do it. That's the job that we've delegated to our government. While the property owner's responsibility is to pay only those taxes which he very must, and not a penny more, because you don't owe more than you owe, and that's the bottom line. But taxes are calculated and assessed in various ways and in various purposes, but the taxing authority, the assessor's office, historically has looked at two things and two things only: land value and the improvement value. Land value is very subjective. There's many things that impact it: location, quality of land. Are you talking about buckbrush and scrub oak? Are you talking about corn ground? Are you talking about deep till land? Are you talking about the middle of a city? Where are we talking? Where is the land located? Location, location, location. Number two, the improvement value is a little more objective, but there are subjective calls that can be made in it. Now, you can also establish value by the comparative market analysis. You'll find realtors do that a lot. They look at market trends, they look at comparable properties, and they look at similar market areas. Now, the real estate agent, I've done many of these, I used to be a realtor, will go out and look for comparable properties, and they really do need to look for comparable properties, and it's difficult to do, and it takes a long time. And if I'm coming into a listing, and I'm going to go talk to the seller, and I'm trying to get him to list his property with me, I need to do my homework, and I know how much time it takes. It takes time. You really have to do a lot of research. Then there's another way of going about getting property value, and that's an appraiser. You made as intended, a member of the Appraisal Institute. These people have to stand, live and die by their values that they bring forward. And there are many different ways to approach it. Sometimes you're making an appraiser for a bank, so you don't want to have the price be any more than they can afford to sell it for. Sometimes you're appraising it for insurance. You don't want to write that value for any higher than it could be rebuilt for. Sometimes it's an estate settlement. Sometimes it's for a developer. There's lots of ways to look at it. But every one of those appraisals is made as intended. It's made for the person that's paying for it. Then you've got a developer or builder's price. He knows what his receipts were. He knows what he's going to pay for it. He knows how much profit he wants to make, and so on. Then you've got a seller's price. This is be you and me. And you know that it's usually the most pie-in-the-sky estimate that you could ever get. It's value mixed with emotions. And then you've got a distressed seller. This guy's got to get out of this land. Bankruptcies, divorces, whatever. And then you come to the tax assessor's price. And this is an area or a bone of real contention with me, because they are in the business of guessing.
Let me tell you what else they don't guess on.
Go ahead.
Now, I've been around a long time, Will, and I grew up in the 30s when land was 10 bucks an acre, literally. And I watched it go up to 100 and 200 and 300 and 500 and 1,000. Then we started going by the thousands. And then 1980 came along. Well, each time it went up, each time land prices went up, the assessors, they would come out and they would reassess you. We'd get these reassessment sheets, and the taxes kept going up, 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 and up. Then in 1980 through 1985, interest is 20%. You couldn't, land that was bringing thousands of dollars an acre, you couldn't sell for hundreds of dollars an acre. But by gosh, the assessment value didn't come down.
That's right. and they don't come down until the sale happens. You have to. That's
well, the sales happened and they didn't come down.
Well, that's the time that you need to argue with it, because basically what you do at that point is you go into the assessor's office and you have a meeting with them and you bring things back into reality. And if people don't, they wind up getting stabbed for taxes that they shouldn't. But the bottom line of value, Derry, is market value. That's the buyer's price. Ultimately, the true value of any piece of property is always established by the highest price that a buyer is willing to pay and the lowest price that a seller is willing to sell. And it doesn't matter whether you're at the stock auction or whether you're at a garage sale or whether you're selling 1,000 acres. It always follows that one. That's why we go back in and the sales documents, the tax stamps, the recorder's office, figures into what should be the assessed value. And if it's not, it's just because you're getting clipped. If you are an out-of-state property owner, let's say you've got 1,000 acres someplace or 500 acres someplace in Missouri, but you live out in California and you're not following it, that property value, the assessor, once they can see that you're where they're mailing their tax statements, and I had a piece of property up in New York that followed this trend, it took me 2 years to finally sell that piece of property. And when I did, I found out that it was not only 2 years to sell it, but the assessor's office had put the value 200% of what it actually would sell for.
Well, they're doing that here right now.
That's right.
I mean, I've talked to some folks since these new things came out. I know what the bank appraised some of these homes at, and I know what they are on this assessment sheet at. There's no way you can sell this property for what they've got it on the books at.
That's right. And so the argument that I finally used with Niagara County in New York was, that's your assessed value. Fine. I'll accept that as an offer. When can I expect the check?
You know, this is one thing about land assessors and livestock assessors. I have many good friends that run stockyards and sales barns, etc. And let's say that a bank has a problem, or they're going to have, or there's a death and there's an estate sale. They'll call one of our sale barn people out, and he'll say, "Okay, here's what these cattle would have brought last Thursday at my sale. I'll bid that on them today." By gosh, these land value assessors ought to have to do the same thing.
Well, that's exactly right. And right now, I believe more than ever, we need to start looking towards you receive a tax assessment, then you call and make an appointment. And that needs to be just about carte blanche, simply because there are so many funds and finances and schools and parks and ideas and watersheds and so on and so forth that are begging for financing at a time when our economic system is in the absolute toilet. We can't afford to, well, I heard an argument in regards to paying for a new school that the new school levy wasn't going to cost us any more than it would cost us to go out to eat for hamburgers. Well, that might be the case. But if you pass that bond issue, I'll no longer be able to go out and eat a hamburger.
You know, I'm going back to 1980 again. We watched this land go up, 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 and then we watched it literally crash. And like I said, the tax assessment did not come down. My wife and I looked at a piece of property, and then we knew the fellow was going to have to sell it. And I said, if I was going to bid on that, I said I'd bid like it was 1950. I'd give $50 an acre for it, because we didn't have any money either. But nobody had any money. The people in the real estate business didn't have any money, because those prices had crashed so drastically. But like I said, if everybody would have, and the piece of property did finally sell for, I think, $200 an acre, but it had brought way, way, way more than that. Okay, if all the neighbors would have gone to the assessor's office and say, okay, now here's what my land is worth, it would have broke the county.
That's right, it would.
Let's take a break.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, we have several callers, but I want to ask you one more very quick question before we go to the telephones. When we were talking earlier, before we were on the air, you said somebody in some assessor's office is going to get sued over this. What should people actually do?
Well, Derry, I think that in a situation where you've got an assessor that is overstepping their bounds and developing how much acreage you actually have, I would recommend getting together with the 5 or 6 people around you and going in here in our county. They call it an equalization board, where you meet with the county commissioners and the county assessor. And what you mentioned, made a good point, and that is breaking the county. Well, obviously, we don't want to break our counties. But like a bad dog, I think we need to break our assessors of developing this bad habit before it becomes endemic. We need to let our assessors know that they're not in the business of surveying property, and they're not qualified with the number of properties that they have to establish values. In the engineering business, an engineer always leaves a huge margin of error. We over-engineer everything. We over-engineer that bridge for that one particular time when you've got the biggest trucks in the world and they're stacked on top of themselves 4 high and they're sitting out on that bridge. You don't want it to fall. But what we're seeing today, where we have the, I call it the mommy state, where all of the farmers no longer are able to afford to raise their family and keep the family home. They have to send their wives out and they get the job working in in the county or the school boards and whatnot. We have a lot of people that are good, but we also have a lot of people, and like I say, the Peter Principle, they've risen way past their capacity. They've bought into these hedonistic hegemony institution in a box computer software programs, and they're making a reliance on the words of the salesman instead of using common sense. And so what we need to do is break them of this habit. And if we go together with five or six or seven people and go in and say, hey, look, it's not possible. You're conveying my land to him, his land to mine. I'll tell you what, I like that idea. I want those 10 acres. Been wanting them all my life. I'm going to go over there and build a barn on it. And if I get sued, you're the one that's going to have to stand behind it. And just let them know that we're not going to tolerate that any longer. And then turn right around and get Johnny on the spot, Vigilant. Let's get some people in the assessor's office who know land, people with surveying, engineering, real estate backgrounds, not just bean counters, but people that really know what's going on and that know that they need to stay way back and not get into the process of overvaluing the land or starting to talk about acreage.
Let's go to the telephones. Frank in West Virginia. You've been very patient, Frank. You've been with us a long time this morning. You're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. Two quick questions. First one is, if you happen to have any contact information, email or anything like that, sir. And secondly, I just wanted to ask what you do in my shoes. I've got 40 acres. It's not a rectangular shape. It's kind of an odd shape on the plate. I have one neighbor at one point took a bulldozer and moved and went through a fence line, destroyed and removed a gate, and the gate was the marker, the what do you call it?
The monument.
Monument, yes. So anyhow, looking for a monument for somebody to go by because another neighbor took advantage of that and claimed a quarter of my one corner of my property.
Okay, hang on. We're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
What is gold, really? Gold is the money that exists only in its tangible form. It's real, worldwide money. Gold is the only money that no bank promotes and no bank destroys. It's been around a billion years before the U.S. dollar was invented and probably will be here a billion years afterwards. Isn't it time to rediscover gold with Swiss America? Face it, gold has it all. Safety, privacy, and profit potential. Just like my trusty friends at Swiss America and I have said, please make today the day that you do it. Call Swiss America now at 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN for your special economic solutions package, which includes their Economic Solutions magazine, a companion CD, and CNN DVD, a $30 value, all free to my listeners now if you'll just call 1-800-289-2646, which spells 1-800-BUICOIN.
Ken Klein, producer, author, and filmmaker, was recently a guest on the Derry Brownfield Show.
From time to time, God's people need to think of prophecy because prophecy and history are the mountain that we should climb to get an objective perspective on where we're at. We have the technology where everybody could be marked according to what the Bible says would happen.
Get the latest offer from Ken, which includes his 50-minute video, Cracking the Prophetic Code, his 225-page book, America, Globalism, and the False Prophet, plus a bonus 50-minute DVD, Terrorism, America's Response, and a special 3-page report, How to Protect Yourself from Identity Theft. That's a $58 value, delivered to your mailbox for only $30. Send a $30 check, cash, or money order to America's Response Package, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23.
And we have returned. Will, did you hear Frank's comments?
I surely did hear Frank's comments, and I've had hundreds and hundreds of phone calls just like this one. Here's my quick response. Number one, an aggressive neighbor with a bulldozer. That's prosecuting attorney trespass. The monument that was knocked out, that's your county surveyor. He's the one that's supposed to put survey monuments back in. The third part is that wherever you have an aggressive neighbor and they claim land, tell that neighbor to prove it. That puts the cost of surveying and proof on the neighbor.
Okay, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kenny in Nebraska. Hi, Kenny, you're up next.
Yeah, Gary, I need to ask your guest there. We got a GPS map, and I lost 4/10 of an acre, and they gave us, I don't know how much, was it 30 days or whatever, to protest that. If I didn't do that, is it too late to do something about it or not?
You can never lose land that you own. And so, no, I would say not, because you're not required to be a know-all, be-all. You're a property owner. But if you feel as though you've been wronged in any way, I would make an appointment with the assessor, go in and talk to them, and then if they are going to stand to it and the acreage that they're showing is different from what you have on a deed, then you turn it around. They're the aggressive neighbor now. You have them prove it. Let them hire a surveyor and prove you wrong.
You mean the neighbor that took my 4/10 of an acre?
No, the neighbor didn't. The assessor did.
Okay.
Put it back on them as if they were the aggressive neighbor. Let them prove you're wrong.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. They're just going to sit there in their air-conditioned office.
What they're going to say is that you had so much time to come here and protest that, so your time is gone.
Yeah, but even if you came in time, what would they say?
Well, if you came in time, if you're asking me, Derry, if you came in time, I think that they would just drop it because they know they're on no grounds at all.
Well, what about now?
Well, I would still just make an appointment, go in and talk to them, and take your deed. And then the other recourse, of course, is your title insurance policy. Your title insurance policy protects and defends your title. That's what you bought. That's why you bought a title insurance policy. And you have insurance to protect your title. And if you've lost land and you didn't get it what you thought you bought, then you have a claim with the title insurance company. But I would take it up first with the assessor.
You know, most of us that have owned land for several years don't have title insurance. We have abstracts, and we went by the abstract, and that's it.
At that point, you're in the business of proving your own property again, and you'll have to hire your own surveyor to argue it. But I would always treat the other person as the aggressor.
Okay, thanks for the call, Kenny. Let's go to Idaho. Bob, very quickly, Bob.
Yeah, just quickly. Are all these assessor records, are they all public access, are they, sir?
I don't know because I'm not an assessor, but what I would imagine is that there are layers and there are password protects, but with the new computer technology, there's more things that are tied up to right where your mailbox is, right where your front door is, than you would ever know, and it's all in the same databases.
Well, sir, it seems to me in order to get some equalization and justice in the whole thing that they need to publish what the assessor calls fair market value on every piece of property in the county every year, parish every year.
You've got exactly the right point, and the real bottom line is it, with all of the properties that they have, it's impossible for them to do what they claim they do, and therefore I would just argue and argue. Every time I see a tax statement and there's a higher value, I complain.
Yes, sirree, and I think the public government at every level, I think, is getting out of control because obviously as our economy puts the screws down on us, I think that the public spending has got to pull in its horn and it's got to start at local level as well as federal.
Okay, appreciate the call. Very quickly, Robert, we have just seconds. What about this 911 address system?
All right, the 911 addressing system that has come across the nation, it's really 911 America. What that is, from what I've been able to research so far, is that there are various companies in the nation who are doing digital mapping of the areas, and the idea is to readdress every single mailbox in the United States with a three-dimensional coordinate location so that it can go into a main database.
And we're out of time. We're just going to sing Happy Trails to You.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.